If you're looking for variety, personality, and companionship, on DAB, on smart speakers, online, and on mobile apps, this is Brooklyn's Radio, the sound of Surrey and Rushmore. Brooklyn's Radio.
Thank you for listening this morning. It is not John Carl. You can tell that. It is actually Michelle and SJ in the studio with you for the next three Mondays, actually.
Really looking forward to it. We have got so many guests. It is back to school September, so we thought we would chat about all the challenges and fun and chaos and activities that brings into our very, very, must be the busiest month of the year for parents, I'm
but
sure.
But it's a reset month as well. It's
love
quite nice.
Side.
You get your new calendar out for your academic year and it's all nice and clean and you start filling in everything.
We start so positive. I'm like, this is a, my plate is blank and I can fill it with everything I really want to do. And it is that reset time, but it quickly crumbles unless we really get those methods and systems and organisation in place.
Absolutely. Now, we thought it might be a good idea. We've got such wonderful parental wisdom across Surrey that we thought we'd get in some content creators, some influencers, some parenting wisdom. And today we're going to kick off with Jules, who I have kind of worked with for some time now. She helps with the In The Know spot that I always do on a Thursday afternoon. She keeps me in the know, I keep you in the know. Basically, she's in the know. Jules, welcome to Brooklyn's Radio.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you bring your coffee?
I did. My coffee and my water.
I did warn you.
Yes,
the mugs
did.
Are a bit chipped here. Bring your own coffee.
I'm fully loaded, fully ready.
That's good. Now, how did you get into what you're doing? Tell us a bit more about you.
So Jules in the Know started, I was a stay-at-home mum. It was our choice that when we had children, I would stop working in London. I used to work on a trading floor, and just for us, it made sense that I would stay at home. So I started then being a stay-at-home mum. I needed to find free things pretty much to occupy my children, or low-cost things. And so I started to research what was going on in the area. And then my friends became, they realised that I was always in the know. So they would then ask me, Jules, what's happening, you know, this week? And as the time went on, they came up with the idea and said, Jules, you should really do something with this. And I thought, nobody's going to be interested in, you know, the information's out there. And they said, no, honestly. So one night I did start Jules in the Know. My lovely friends came up with the idea of the name. Mm-hmm. And then overnight, I got my first three or four followers, and I thought, wow, I was so excited to get my first 10. And then it just grew from there. And I've really now built this community and this network, and to get lovely messages from people that say how useful it is and how it's really helped them, particularly new people to the area.
Yeah.
People that grandparents looking after grandchildren. I even have an older generation of followers that look at my page to see what's on as well. So yeah, it's for me, it's connecting people to places, and not necessarily the expensive days out, but what's on locally and the community. We are so fortunate here, Walton, Weybridge and surrounding areas. We have so much going on and some amazing people doing really great things for the community. Oh. So it's just putting people in touch with that and getting people out there, meeting people. So yeah, that's how I started it and why I continue to love doing what I do.
It is invaluable. Like, I've got three kids and I moved here when my children were that little bit older, but then I also had a baby as well. So to have that one place, and also what you know is you can see how many people are going, how many people have liked it. When you're there, you're like, I saw you were going to be here. So it does really connect people. And I think you're right about finding those little niche things, the things that are happening on our doorstep. And I check it all the time. If I'm on a weekend, I'm like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. You are become like the go-to girl for it. So thank you for doing it, because everybody talks about Jules in the Know.
It's amazing.
We all need you in our corner to help us out.
It blows my mind when people say, oh my goodness, you're Jules, and I have been spotted in the high street.
Yeah.
And people have stopped me in the supermarket.
Paparazzi.
Oh, it does blow my mind, but it's just lovely. And it's been all sorts of, you know, whether it's new mums or grandparents. And it's just so lovely that, you know, they have stopped me and said, it's been so useful.
Yeah.
And that's why I continue to do it, because I get that job satisfaction. Yeah. I'm very lucky to be able to do this.
We have gone through quite a cost of living crisis over the last few years. So finding those cheap or even free activities is definitely, you know, a really important thing that you can serve our community with. And, you know, community organisations must be very grateful to you as well.
Absolutely. And it's for them, I'm kind of their marketing team, you know, to help them out, to use my community. There are so many church play groups, local churches that are running these play groups that sadly from COVID, lots of them did close down because people weren't able to go out and then they didn't get the funding to then continue. But actually using my network to support those community groups is so vital. So many messages come through from people that say, I had no idea that was there and it's on my doorstep. Mm. And that's key.
Yeah, that's the treasure. So what are your top sort of age groups? Are you finding most people want it for the little newborns, for toddlers? And what have you got free around us?
It mostly starts with around my children. I find that I'm sharing what I'm doing. Obviously, I'm booking my places first before I tell everybody else.
Smart move.
Yeah, that's why you need your subscriber. You pay £1 to get the first.
Yeah, I would be in there.
But also, it's, you know, keeping my ear on the ground to babies' classes. And I am always looking to see what's out there for babies. And I've got friends with babies, so they'll keep me in the know as well. Also older children. I'm really conscious that there's not much for the older children.
Yeah, what happened to youth clubs? Do you remember? I mean, I always went to a youth club when I was 15, 16, 17. Got, you know, played ping pong or just hung out and, you know, had the odd disco. I don't think youth clubs even exist.
Sadly, lots of them close because of funding. There are a few out there, and I have shared them before. That's on my September, October list of to chat to them to see if they are still running and what they're offering.
Yeah, because there were a few out there and that were for secondary because my oldest is 15.
Ah.
So for him to do an organised activity arranged by his mum, it doesn't go down that well, let me tell you, this summer holiday. But for them to have a space to go to be by themselves, and there were a few around where they could do basketball, they could do table tennis, and that's all they want, is a place to hang out. And I think our tweens and teens get a little bit forgotten in clubs.
Definitely.
And getting them outdoors, off screens, is so vital. So let's work together on that and bring some ideas for the teens and tweens, because you're right, there were a few that Freddie used to go to that have kind of dwindled, and they need just as much or even more encouragement sometimes.
Absolutely. I know XL Leisure Centre, for example,
that was the one we used to go to. Yeah,
but again, it's not really advertised too well, so maybe we can get
it was a
touch.
Saturday night, you could go down there, drop them off from when they're at secondary year sevens.
Brilliant.
All the way through, and then they could do the gym. Like the gym is actually full of secondary school children now. At the times that I go, I'm in there with all the, like, they have a teenage hour, so that's a really good place to look. And for girls, they do Girls Are Strong, and they do strength classes for teenage girls. So that's a really good place that I found that my tweens like to go and enjoy.
I think as Brooklyn's Radio, as we are sort of the voice of the community, let's share that information. I get it from Jules, which is fantastic. But if you are listening and you know of a great activity or an organisation or a community or a youth centre that wants to get more people, wants to raise awareness, would you let us know?
Yes, please.
What's the email there, SJ?
We are studio@brooklandsradio.co.uk, and you can also DM us at Brooklands Radio. We are here listening live, and we would love to come along and support any activities you have going on for that age group as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. How do we not overschedule ourselves? How do we cherry pick and kind of not burn out our kids as well?
Yeah, it's really hard, isn't it? But the top tip I would say is leaving at least one day free in the week. So asking your children what they'd like to do, but also, you know, clubs, there's so many activities around. Seeing what prioritizes them, but also leaving one day free so you can just have that downtime.
That's a good idea. What do you do, SJ?
So important. Yeah, I do the same. I have a Wednesday when we have nothing scheduled, and then that day you can kind of go with the weather, or they might get invited to a friend's house. Now I have the thing that they come out and they're like, can I go to this person's house? Can this person come to my house? Because they're a little bit older. So there's a lot of play dates happening.
Yeah.
But we've got something pretty much every night, keeping one free so that we can have that. And then the weekends I keep totally free. I'm not a weekend club
girl.
Oh,
that's good. Yes.
Are you?
Unfortunately, yeah.
I used to do Sunday gymnastics.
Swimming. No, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do swimming. gymnastics on a Saturday. We have to divide and conquer. And then my son goes to football. So it's, yeah, we divide and conquer on a weekend. But sadly, clubs do, yeah, take our weekends.
We used to have the worst slots. I was at 8:30 Saturday morning swimming, 9 a.m. Sunday football. And I was like, no, that weekend, they're just not for us. No. So we tried to just keep them free and do family time instead. But yeah, that's sort of my how I try to arrange it. But then Friday nights, I'm a Brownies leader.
Right. So I love that.
I really ruined my weekend with that one, but I really enjoy it. So I've got a little pack of brownies and we do so much fun things on a Friday. And that's sort of a fun club because it's out and about. So you're not just in the pack. We go on lots of local excursions and find places. We've been kayaking. We've been hikes. We've been on litter picking. How much do kids enjoy litter picking?
It was one of my activities in the summer holidays.
Was it?
Yeah, I took my children litter picking.
Because
I'm a volunteer at the Elmbridge Eco Hub, and so they love being there. They put their name badges on as duty manager, and we'll volunteer there. But litter picking, they love it. It's a great
free activity.
And it's true, they love it.
What other good free activity ideas do you have?
There are so many. We're really, really lucky. A really nice one, particularly if parents have dropped off toddlers to school and they've got babies. The Walton Village run a baby brunch every Wednesday. It's completely free, and there's no obligation to buy anything. It's just they wanted to provide a safe, inclusive, warm space, particularly through the winter. They have a movie on the big screen, if you do have little toddlers, but they have baby changing facilities, and it's just a chance for you to catch up with other parents.
And you do need that as a young mum. Yeah. You just need to know someone is going through the same pain as you in many ways.
And sometimes you could just have one thing in your week, that whole week, that you got, I'm going to get to that.
I'm going to get out the house.
And I do encourage people to do it. You know, don't worry about if, you know, your hair's not been washed, if you're sort of in your jogging bottoms. You know, it's just about getting out of the house sometimes and meeting that community and showing up, and everyone's in the same boat and having that space provided. And that's a lovely space as well.
Really nice. The other things, libraries offer rhyme time. That's a free activity. And we used to love rhyme time. I still see the ladies that ran rhyme time in the library, and it's so lovely. They can't believe how grown up my children are now. But again, that's the community.
Like, Jules, you can't come anymore.
I know. It was tempted to have another baby, but we got a dog instead. So yeah, there are lots out there, and particularly church playgroups they offer.
And you don't have to attend the church, do you?
Absolutely
not. You don't
have
to be religious. They just encourage participation.
It's all about community, and it's you don't have to be a member of the church. Absolutely. We used to go to some lovely church groups, and we are still in touch with friends now that we made at those church playgroups. So yeah.
Is NCT still a thing, the National Childbirth Trust? That's where I met my baby friends back in the day. That was nearly 30 years ago now.
I did.
But I don't know whether... does that even exist anymore?
I think it does, but second time around is particularly harder because you don't tend to do NCT second time around. I was really fortunate. A friend... we've got a group, WhatsApp group of second-time mums, and one of them put a shout-out on a Facebook community group and said, is anyone having their second child? I'd really like to get to know some mums. And then through that, my friend added me to it, and there were eight of us, and we're all second time mums. A few of them went on to have third babies, and we meet up every now and then, but it's just really nice to
finding your tribe,
totally,
isn't it, at whatever stage, because even as a parent there's different iterations of you. There's a new parent,
absolutely,
there's a multiple parent, and then there's the empty nest parent as well, of course. You know, we go through all these chapters of our life. When sometimes it is nice to shake the tree, get another friend,
or
find somebody that you've just got something new in common with. I wanted to talk about a couple of organisations that I have found a wonderfully welcoming to people, especially if you've moved to the area. And I know that they are expanding across to Weybridge, but they're basically around Ascot at the moment. SJ, do you want to tell us a bit more about Ginger Fig Club?
I do, because it looks absolutely...
I'm going to take you one of these days.
Amazing. So it's called Ginger Fig, which I love. It's officially a private members club. But so all attendees, you do have to have a membership, but they are literally £5 a month for your card membership, or £15
a
month.
Quite honestly.
Oh my goodness. And the events that they put on, there are coffee mornings, wine evenings that are also completely complimentary. And you essentially get to meet with like-minded women. They do fabulous fabulous events at gorgeous local places. And it's the usual things like wreath making. But recently they were at the NTA Awards. You could buy your ticket and go with them to this. This is the gang.
I'm making a note.
That I need to be a member of. So you unlock, once you're a member, access to all these events and also lots of discounts off lots of local.
It's an app and it has all these amazing discounts that you can...
Like hair salons, candle making workshops, beautiful events, and an idea of being able to show up alone in a community that you know everyone's there for the same reasons, which is to grow their own circle of friends. And what I thought was really lovely, you can tell this is created by two women, is they also allow you to bring a friend with you a couple of times, because you know we all need that little confidence going into an event sometimes. So do look it up. It's called Ginger Fig Members Club. As I said, it's a private members club, but the membership is just £5 a month, and there's a couple of complimentary sessions as well. I will definitely be at one soon, and I just love the variety of activities that they had on
there.
They'll
do things like they'll arrange shuttle buses to concerts. So, you know, if you know, maybe your other half doesn't want to go to Oasis or doesn't want to go to whatever, at least you're with a bunch of women going to, I don't know, Mamma Mia on a shuttle bus. Bit of Prosecco on the way.
Yeah.
Get your dancing
shoes on. It's not just
on,
coffee mornings. It's what women want to do
exactly.
And might, as you say, just need that little group and gang to go with.
Have you ever done a silent disco?
I have.
They are so much fun. In fact, Charlie Quatso from here, he runs Infinity, and he's got look up Infinity actually, because I know they've got a dance evening coming up.
Okay.
And he and his mum, they will teach you dances. I think this one's 60s, 70s, 80s themed.
Oh, they teach you a dance?
Yeah, so they'll teach
goodness.
You how to do the locomotion.
Yeah.
I mean, it does sound like throw your handbags on the floor, have a bit of a laugh. Yeah, and it's all local.
I think we should bring that back, because TikTok dances are absolutely huge. And I'm like, where is the line dancing and the swing? I am all up for it.
I love all that.
And I'll be filming myself doing it.
I look forward to seeing that.
Oh, so the other one I also wanted to mention just briefly, it's AWBS. And I've been a member of AWBS for 8 years. If you want to play tennis, we are looking for new tennis players to come and join us at Broomall Recreation Ground in... Sunningdale. It's so friendly. It's always been a friendly club. They've been around for 40 years. We've got nearly 300 members.
Wow.
I know, and you've probably not heard of it because there's not a lot of advertising.
Jules is not in the know.
Oh, Jules, I have a new one for you. But they do loads of activities, theatre trips, book clubs, lunch gatherings, walks and hiking. And as you know, funny enough, I moved back here from Singapore and I felt like I knew nobody because all my friends had somewhat moved on. So I felt like fresh to it. And I was a Brit, so it's almost embarrassing that, you know, where are all your friends? I met most of my friends through this club and tennis. And I would go on some of their going out activities and learn things about like secret tours of Soho or food tours.
Fun. Mm.
So much fun. As a Brit, being a tourist in my own country was a lot of fun. If you want to go and check them out,
definitely.
Just visit awbs.org.uk. Now, annual membership is a bit more. It's £80.
Sounds really worth it.
Divided by 12, I don't know, what's that? My maths is absolutely horrendous.
Well, it's much less than gym membership, let's say that.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah, and they have a general meeting, which I should have been at this morning. It's at Ascot Racecourse, so there's always lots of space, lots of really good vendors there as well, and nearly always a fantastic speaker.
How good to know about that.
So find your tribe wherever
Absolutely.
It might be.
And don't be afraid of going alone, because, you know, other mums are so welcoming. We've all been there, so be brave, and you'll be really welcomed.
You will.
So thank you, Jules, for joining us this morning on our very first content creator coffee drop-in.
It's been a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it.
It's been so nice to chat to you.
It's lovely to meet you IRL. See? Get with the lingo.
Hashtag blessed to see you this morning.
Lovely to see you.
And I always feature your wonderful tips on my Thursday show at 2:45. So tune in then if you want to hear what's going on, or go to Jules's page, which is at Jules.
It's really frustrating.
I'm
going to
make you say
it
because of the underscores.
There's lots of underscores, but if you type in Jules, you should usually find my little pink logo. But it's Jules underscore in underscore the underscore no.
Oh, you just made it sound so easy. So basically, it's Jules in the know, and put a load of little lines in it, and you'll find. I just type Jules, and you'll find it.
You'll find me, pink logo, and then you'll
see
my
face. With the light bulb moment.
It's my light bulb moment.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you. Really, really fun.
Likewise.
Thanks, Jules. Thanks so much for coming in. And I always will be following along your account for, I've got to get along to one of your watercolour events
as well.
In terms of meeting your mum tribe.
You didn't even mention this.
Yes. Too much to mention. But yeah, I work with a local artist, Holly, and we've created a really beautiful, relaxing evening watercolour workshops where you can come along and Holly is an artist who will teach you watercolour techniques and you go away with your very own masterpiece.
That's another way to make friends, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have people that come alone. So, yeah.
I love that. Really nice. So how do they find out about that?
So keep an eye. Holly and I are just working out the dates, but we hope to do some before Christmas, and then for sure we do Christmas card workshops as well. So,
well, would you let us know?
Of course.
We always shout about events on Brooklyn's Radio, so people can let us know about anything that's going on in the area. And the email for that is SJ?
studio@brooklynsradio.co.uk.
We are such a tag team now.
Your life, your music. Sorry, love.